Simin Kuf Samaches Sif Aleph through Vav Sif Aleph through Hey and Reish Gimel Amir Hashem also Aleph through Hey Reish Hashem. The Mechaber says in Simin Kuf Samaches Al Eizem Min Pas Mevarchem Hoy Lefonim Chatich Shal Pas Pashalim. If you have a prusa and a shalim, mevarach al shalim. Afilu pas kiber, pirish lechem she'en enochi. V'koton, there's two chesreinus. V'chatiris pas in a kiber v'gderilo, two milas. Aval m'shalim yisarim v'chatiris m'chitin, afilu yiketanam, and yach prusa tachas ha'shleimu, v'teach v'shteyan yachad. That's what Gemara said, yor shemayim yotzi yidei shteyan, which means by chitin and sa'irin, even though the chitin is a prusa, and the sa'irin is a shleimu, be'etzim the chitin really should be the one that he's boitzeh on, because it's akdam ekro. Nevertheless, there's an inyan yor shemayim yotzei deshteim. Says the Ramah from the Chumash Hadash, in v'chol zek shereit alecho mishneim. Al v'mein reit alecho alecho miyechod, el miyechod yivtza alov, ein lochash l'sheni av pishach choshev v'yichov v'lov. This whole din of kedima is only when there is something to be makdim. But if you're only planning on eating one, then there's no din in kedima, and you are mevarach on whatever it is that you're interested in eating. Now, what's the mile of shalim? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Hidr Mitzvah, and it's mashma because it looks nicer. It looks nicer for the bracha, which is lachar the inyan that we see in Sif Beis to take two chalakim, two halves, and put it together. Even though the mice is not a shalim, and the Mishnah Berurah says as long as you can't tell, if you can't tell at first glance, then it has the mile. What's the mile? The mice is not a shalim. The answer is that it looks nicer. As the covenant of the bracha, it looks nicer. That's a loaded question. The din lechatchila, what one should do. We find benegetu chibur, even though putting two parts together, even though we say chibur adam lav chibur, we saw the nidun of the island that was here for dal and minim, that there's a machlekes acharin and the berheita brings down, the shari tshuva berheita bring down whether or not if somebody's okets of their esrig and possibly even the pitum, if it falls off, if you could pin it back together to the esrig, can't say it's telling you whether or not the chasarn is a chasarn in hidur or it's a chasarn in lekichatamo. If it's a chasarn in lekichatamo, it doesn't help you to put it back together. It's not lemaisa, it's not shalim. Mashinkin, if it's a chasarn in hidur, can't say itaka does help to put it back together. As long as you can't tell, it's not a problem. The grain there brings down that in uktin it says chiburi adam lav chibur. That the chibur of a mensch that puts two things together, that's not a chibur, only when the Ribbono Shel Olam puts something together. However, lechur, that's only by something which started out as the bria from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There, if it came in half, you have an esrig, and you slice it in half, and you put the two halves together, you super glue them together, then it's not a chibur. But something which started off as a chibur adam, dahinu lechem, which in and of itself is be'etzem a chibur adam, then in a chanami, ayidei, the two halakim, you take two halakim, put them together, and be mechaber them. And we'll get to that in a second, Mirtz Hashem, we'll see. The Achrenim say, however, it's only if you have two halves of one whole. You can't take a half of a lachmani that you have from your freezer, and then another one that you have from today, and put them both together. That's not the Maila of Shalim. That's not the Maila of Shalim. Now, how much can it be missing for it to be still considered a Shalim? So, the Shemir Shabbos Kolchasa says that lechatchila, you shouldn't even take off the little sticker that says Mafiat Nechama, because it takes off a little bit of the challah, and then it's not gonna, then it's a chesaron in the Shalim. He says, b'di'eved, l'mais, the minig of the oilam is to be mekel, that even if it's missing part of it, nevertheless, it's still considered a shalim. I think maybe even more so when it comes to masses, especially on Pesach, that people, very often, they don't get shleimim. They don't get shleimim for their masses, and they're mekel. Exactly how much to be mekel? So, there's a nidah, and the Kaf HaChaim brings down here, there's a nidah, if you could, up till 148, which is the shir challah, since the halacha is that if a person didn't take off challah before, and he has to take off challah afterwards, so he could still take off up to Shir Chal. It's not considered a chasaron in shleimus. This is machlekes achrenim whether or not lemaisa b'shas l'chag people are mekel. Kol kama that you have one which is shalim, then in a chanami you should take the one that's shalim. I saw that the Hilchos Yom Rav Karp in Hilchos Yom Biyom, he says that this whole nidan of 148 has only been again to lecha mishno. However, when it gets to the Milo of shalim that we're handling in our simon, everybody's going to agree that even if it's missing 148th, up to 148th for sure, it's still considered that it has the Milo of shalim. Agav, with regard to the sticker, I'm just going to bring up the story because it happened this past Friday night. And it's Nagia, that's what we learned last week. Somebody told me that he made hamoitzi on the Lecha Mishnah, and he slices for himself and for his wife. And he gave his wife the piece, and he must have not realized that the sticker that said Mafiat Nechama or whatever it was still on the piece. He ate from his piece, gave to his wife, and his daughter calls out to the mother before she ate. She says, Ma, there's a sticker on it. What's the halacha now? The kisser, he was caught offhand. And the child is, she wants to know, what do you do? Does she have to make a new bracha? Does she have to make a new bracha?
He ate already.
That's l'chero, the din of the Rama. L'chero. Oh, we'll get that in a second. L'chero, that's the din of the Rama. According to the Rama, it's in the Rama. And the other achrenim that the Mishnah brought down, that if the voiteya was already toyim, then even if the people that says the Rama, even if from the Rekech, even if the Mesubim are mafsik, but they're ready yates with the Tima Sabaytea, maybe they don't have to make another bracha. The Ma'is Mishnah Berurah paskins that Rav Achrenim seems to say not that way, and it is considered a hefsik, and therefore you'd have to make a new bracha. However, why? What's the reason why? Because the Mesubim are no better than the Beitea, but they're also not worse than the Beitea. And if the Beitea would have been mafsik with anything that has to do with the Suda, then Befratif is the Prusa Sabatiyah. But anything which has to do with the Suda, Lamaisi passing like the Rambam, anything which is short to the Suda would not be considered Hesnik, and the Mela, she would not have to make a new bracha. That's how Lachar would come out. Alibud Hilchasa. Chaval that he wasn't learning the halachas last week because he told his daughter to make a Hamaisi. So, he has the Rambam to be Semuchon, Lachar. I mean, it could be not because the Lachar is something which is against the Suda. But Lachar, she doesn't have to wash again because she's not supposed to make a new bracha again. Therefore, it wasn't Hesachadat, even according to him, the Chorish wouldn't have to wash again. That's just Halach Lamaisa. It comes up, and sometimes you're caught off hand, and it's good to learn Halachas to know what to do. Shouldn't be a Shadam. We'll see him at Hashem this coming week, what to do when there's a Bracha Levatala. You have to say Baruch Shem Gvinal. Should she say it then? Should she wait till afterwards? We'll have to see exactly.
Anyone that holds in that case would make another Bracha? No, right?
Yeah, it's the Shadam whether or not that's considered. It's shaykh to the Suda. The question is something which is not shaykh to the Prusa Sabitzio of the Prusa Hamoiti. L'chore, you could say that it is shaykh to the Prusa Hamoiti over here, even though it wasn't her own Prusa Hamoiti, but it was Nagia to the Prusa Hamoiti, and therefore l'chore.
We don't pass like the Rambam.
We pass can only be Safik. Since it's the Safik, not to make a new bracha, we pass like the Rambam. Because Safik brought us l'hako, not me Ikar Adin. Not because he was Machir like that, but because of Tabah.
Why does that relate to washing again? The Chapra and all things that she should wash again and not make a bracha in Safik instead of the Rambam?
Because she doesn't have to. It's not considered hefsek.
Only according to the Rambam.
Even if it is, the question is whether or not she would even would be considered hefsek, whether or not she has to wash again, whether or not there was a hesach hadas when it gets to her hands, whether or not she has to bechlal, whether or not she has to. But certainly, we possibly that she doesn't have to. She could make a lot of hefsekim, but then it's a bracha levatala, or bracha
shenetzicha.
She didn't make a bracha? No, she was yaita with the bracha. Now there is, we should just mention, we didn't mention it last time, and it's good I had to mention it, the Taz says that there's an eitza, that the person that the Britzeh should always have in mind, that he's only being mighty yidei choiva, the people that are not going to be mastic afterwards. But if they're going to be mastic afterwards, then Echram is not being mighty yidei choiva, and then they can make their own bracha. Now, the Mashm Ruah does not bring him down. L'chur, the Mashm Ruah says that he don't go with that. L'chur, that shaykh to the sugya brero. Yesh Bera in Bera. At the time that he made the bracha, he has no idea who he's being mighty. Only afterwards, when the person is mafsik, then kum taisla mafreya, was nizgale, that he was talking not being mighty to that person, mishas the bracha. That's the chorus shayat of Sugya Bera, which can do money that we pass him when he gets to the rice, we say in Bera, when he gets to the ones, we say yesh Bera. But Lamaisa, that's shayat to that Sugya. I don't know if Lamaisa Mishabura didn't bring it down, but certainly not the Minigo Elam. And in this case, anyhow, she doesn't have to make a new bracha. Sheila Tova. We can handle it afterwards. Bezer Hashem. What's the story? Somebody asked me, when it comes to bris, you get a bagel, you have lox and cream cheese, bagel, lox and cream cheese by the bris. So you go to wash, you first put down your bagel on your seat, so nobody takes your seat. Question is, before you wash, do you make your bagel with the lox and cream cheese? Do you prepare it? Or do you keep it a shalim? And only after you make the amaitzi, you should prepare it. L'chore to keep it a shalim. We said last week, we said that if you're preparing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, then the chur lechatchilo, you should prepare the peanut butter and jelly sandwich before you make the amikdi. Why? Because that's the havei liftan. Else the kovet abracha, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's kedeshi necheles betam mishum kovet abracha. But that was only where you started off with two slices. However, when you start off with the shalim, l'chura, the nidin over here is now shalim and maybe chaviv. Chaviv, that you should eat it in the way they want to eat it, as the kavod of the mile of the kavod of bracha. But l'chura, the chaviv doesn't beat over the mile of shalim. And mameila, in this case, l'chura, this is really the sugyo of pas tenuma according to many rishonim. This is mamash how the rishonim are mazber pas tenuma. Taisus, we'll go with the rush. Taisus seems to say that there's two, but according to the rush, the nidin by pas tenuma is, should you leave it as a shalim and be mevarach on it? Or should you be boitzea, you should be purr into pirurim, to make it into a chaviv, and be boitzea on the chaviv. So, that was the machlaikis, and we paskin like Rava, that at the end of the day you should leave it as a shalim. Amel al-Khur, in this case, it's better to be leave it as a shalim, be mevarech as a shalim, and only afterwards stick in your lax and cream cheese. That's the Khur, that's the kavod bracha, that would be come out lahalacha.
Can you get both in if you cut the bagel halfway or three quarters, and not rip it open and stick in lax and cream cheese? Then make the bracha on the shalom and sandwich, and then cut off another half when you finish, and then
put the rest. Theoretically, yeah. Yeah, l'chera. The same thing with pitas and falafel. You have the l'cheres l'chera. As long as it's not, as long as you haven't been mafkia the shlemus, then in a chanami. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here from the Shari Tshuva an interesting halacha. He says, let's say if you have a prusa and a shalim, you're supposed to make a bracha on the shalim. Let's say you tipped the prusa in your hand. You didn't realize that there's a shalim there. You took the prusa in your hand, and then somebody brought you a shalim before you started making the bracha. So he says you should take both of them. Take the prusa and the shalim and be mevarech. He glad it doesn't tell you afterwards which one you should be vitea from. According to the pasha that says mitzvah, you should be vitea from the shalim, not from the prusa. Because the shalim is the mile. The only shalim is, what's pshat in this halacha? Why don't you just put down the prusa and pick up the shalim? The push-up shot is because it's a heft of the mitzvah now. Ein mavir al mitzvahs. Since you already picked it up in your hand, mameila ein mavir al mitzvahs. The problem is sticking in your hand, picking up your hand. Is what's the mitzvah? You just picked it up. So the truth is, I saw the Kaf HaChaim says here in Sifkot and Beis. He says nearly that it's only if you started making the bracha. If you started making the bracha on the prusa, then continue holding the prusa. Then there's the ein mavir al mitzvahs. But l'chura kokama that you didn't start making the bracha, then in chanami the Mishnah Berurah wasn't machalik. But l'chura misvara, it's quite a chiddush to say that it already becomes a heft of the mitzvah just because you picked it up, even though you weren't mevarach on it. The fact that you were going to the machshavas, the hazmana milsihi, that it turns it into a heft of the mitzvah, l'chura big chiddush. L'chura l'fidei kavachaim, it's very gishmak. In chanami you started mevarach on it, then in chanami you shouldn't put it down. Now there's a din over here, yari shemayim yitzei deshteim. Yari shemayim yitzei deshteim. And meniach prusa tachas hashlemu v'tzeim v'shtein yachad. This the Olam had a lot of trouble with. The Rishonim already had a lot of trouble with this. So it was only fair that the Olam should have a lot of trouble as well. The Rishonim asked, l'chur, there's no machlekes. The Gemara wanted to say, Neima Ketanoi. Rabbi Yirmiya said, Neima Ketanoi, the machlekes of prusa, of chitin, and shlema of tzarin. Are you mevarach on the prusa of chitin or on the shlema of tzarin? The Gemara says, you mevarach on chitin. And Rabbi Yirmiya says, l'chur, Neima Ketanoi. The Gemara says, no, it's not a machlekes tanoi. It's different b'negeah to truma than it is b'negeah to the din of brachas. So kumtais l'chor l'fim askarim. There's no name of ketanoi. Everybody holds. You make a bracha on the prusa shalchitin, not on the shlema shal serin. So why does Shalman say that you should take both of them together? He made shalom and he's yatsi l'deish teim. L'chor, there's no inet of yatsi l'deish teim. There is no ideish teim. There's no two shitas here b'chal. So Rishonim reading more of this. Rabbi Yirmiya is more. He seems to say that l'chor in a chanami, but Rabbi Yirmiya thought that it was. Rav Yirmiya understood that it was. Rav Yirmiya said Neima Ketanoi. That means that according to Rav Yirmiya, it's a machlekes tanoi. And Mameila and Chanami, there is a shita that holds that there's two shitas over here. Which one is better? And therefore, Alata Tidei Shteim, Yari Shemaim should take both of them. Now, it's interesting to note, in all of Shas, Kimdumani, it says twice, the Mitzayim, once here on one Shabbos, by putting on your shoes, right shoe, left shoe, tying left shoe, Mikayim Tidei Shteim. Where does it say else, Yari Shemaim Yotzei Dishteim? The only place that Chazal decided to tell us Yari Shemaim Yotzei Dishteim is in a case where Meikar Adim Paskin that there is no Shteim. That there is only one Shita. Meikar Adim, there is only a Chitin. What's the Pshat? We've already discussed this at length many times, but I think it's, and I can't say this is for sure Pshat, but the Yisrael is for sure a true Yisrael. And that is, with regard to Halacha, we see that there's an Inyan of Latasi Dishteim. There's an inin, even though mi'ikar adin we pask as kohen shito, Chazal are telling us mikan you should be makish lekol hashas. That the same way that I said a dugma, the Mesil Sharm says we find by Nazir that the Torah tells you how to make a mishmeres. That even though the only thing that's usher is yayin, nevertheless the Torah tells you to make a mishmeres. Skor lekarmel le'sikrov and don't have kol ayetz megef and yayin. You shouldn't have yayin yoshon and sheicher and bechulu. You shouldn't have any of these things. And says Mesil Sharm, the Torah gave us one example and is telling us but again to everything that we have. All of the mitzvahs, you should always make a mishmeres. That's what Chazal are doing over here. And they're telling you that there's an inyan, lotzi, yidei, all the shita, as many shitas as you could. And that's the shita chidor, when achoshesh for. But that's what we mentioned, that the Ramah came out, in Yitzhar Behetzah, you see it clearly. Ramah constantly is telling you, Pshasat Chak, you can be meikol, Pshasat Chak, you can be meikol. And he's masber, what's the reason why? Because, meikor adin, I hold that, like the Shasat Chak, like the Kulo, just lechatchila, lechatchila, I'm achoshesh, it's not a Shasat Chak, chap the other shita as well. That's what we saw. It could be in Tafish involved. The Bir Halacha says that Meikra Adin, after the din of everybody agrees, when they get to the din of Hidur Mitzvah Shlish, to pay more money to chop another Shita. If you have an Esig, which according to one Shita, it's not kosher. And according to the other Shita, it is kosher. And we paskin that it is kosher. Nevertheless, you should spend Hidur Mitzvah Shlish to chop the other Shita that says that it's possible to get an Esig, which is kosher, even according to the other Shita. Even though we paskin Meikra Adin that it's kosher. There's an inning to chop the rest of the Shitas. Even when it's only a havamin of revirmio. Even that's what he's saying. That's where Chazal took us to show this. They advised us, even in the case of revirmio, where it seems that the lechur there's no Indian, nevertheless, even there, there's an Indian it's not just that, it's the Indian of hider mitzvah. We find, in the 21st century, we're mahadar in a lot of gashmias. We're mahadar in a lot of gashmias, Baruch Hashem. You could put, you know, vilonot and other things up on your, and some people put up visadavzad. That's the Indian of Yorish Shemaim. You want to know who's the Yorish Shemaim? Yorish Shemaim is that the Ruchnius is like the Gashmius. And your Mahadir and your Ruchnius is the same way your Mahadir and your Gashmius. You do it, chop another Shita. Even if it's only a Havamin of Rabirmio, nevertheless, chop another Shita. Sif Beis. Im Beis Shlemis Mimin Echod, Achaz Gedei Lachaz Katana, Mavarach Lach Gedei Lo, Im Yesh Laod Mishnei Chatzori Lechem, Vein Lo Lechem Shalom, Yechav Miyachar Beis, Or Bishum Dover, Shlo Yenir, Vedina Kedin Shalim, Vafila Beshabbis, Yochal Lechavram. This is the halacha of that it should look like a shalim, and you could even be mechaber on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes the Magen Avraham that says that he didn't see anybody that's naik to be mechaber during the week, and it's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah goes. He says Al Rabbah says naik to ladasa shochan aruch that there is an inyan. As the Aruch HaShulchan says that he didn't even see anybody that's naik to be mechaberet on Shabbos. It's not naik to be mechaberet on Shabbos, lechera, where maybe just because everybody's makbet have a lechamish no mamish, but we don't find such an inyan being mechaberet. And it would only be, like the Chassam Sefer says, in a case where you have two halves. Two halves, you can put it together. But once we're handling more than two halves, this is the Chassam Sefer, in lechad boi elechidushoi, and you can't put together a whole loaf of angel's bread which is sliced. It's not going to help you to stick a skewer through the entire thing and put it all together. Besides the fact that probably it's going to be nicker lehedio, which Mishnah Berurah says anyhow doesn't work. But even without that, some service says we don't more than two halakim together. We're not going to do. I saw that Rav Karp wanted to say the reason why people aren't naik bismaneinu is because it's always nicker. Now, generally with a challah, could be that it is nicker. I think with matzah, not the round matzahs, the square matzahs, very often it splits in half. You can put the two back together and you will not see any line whatsoever. Cannot see any line whatsoever at all. But there isn't any in the Chorah, especially Shal Shudas, whereas the Shaila, when they're not Bechlal, you need. The Mas says maybe you don't need Lecha Mishnah Bechlal, you don't. Certainly to be Mekel with such a thing, Lecharo. I mean, if you have, that's the only thing that you have, then that's what you should do. Anytime that you have a Shalim, then you should use the Shalim. Now, if you have two Chalas, in Beish Leim, Mishnah Minachot, one is small and one is big, Mevar Chalak Deilo. Now, the Erlam asked, what do you do if the Ketana is the one that your wife heat it up in the oven, and that's the one that you're interested in. They're both the same thing, just it's a smaller one. It's l'chor, that's a din of chaviv. And kokama, that's chaviv. Then in a chanami, you make on the chaviv, and since they're both shlemim, and there's no maila be'etzem to one more than the next, then you make on the chaviv, not the other one. Now, if what happens if you took out a big one, you have a bokala, for shalshus, a small lachmania, and you took out a big chalaf as lechamishna from the freezer, whatever it is. So now you have a big challah and a small lechmaniyah. So lechur and mikra din, they're both regular, they're both lechem, lavon, nikiya, the gishmak, chitin. Lechur, the halacha is according to this mishnah berura, and according to this mechaber, that you should have to make on the big challah. However, lechur, that's pashat also, that this is nichlal in what we in the Rabbah and Sefalef. That if you're only planning on eating one, then you don't have to be mivarach on the other one. So in this case, you're only planning on eating one. And b'meila, you don't have to be boitzea on the bigger one, even though the reason why you're planning on eating one over the other is not because you like this one more, it's not because it tastes better, it's not because whatever, it's only simply because, yeah, I don't need such a big one. I don't want to open a big one because I don't need to. Nevertheless, you're not planning on eating that one. L'chur, there's no inin to be boitzea. Sif gemol shnei glus koyis hadvukim yachad shnefu v'nechtach min achas v'shni yenish v'shlimo toiv lahafer nechaticha v'yashlimo shtete nire shlimo m'yoshi nechenu davakwa afo pi shenire yoyser gedoilo. Hagos says Ramon liyiv toi mer mokum shisa dvuka b'chaverta sheshom nire skeprusa liyiv toi mokum ha-shalom shalom. It's interesting halacha. Very often what happens when you go to the bakery and you buy lachmaniyot, you'll see that they have on the pan, they have a four that are stuck together, four or eight, or it doesn't make a difference. It could be a tremendous amount. They're all stuck together. And the ones that are in the middle, they're stuck together on both sides to the lachmaniyot. The halacha is that it's considered a shalim. And therefore, if you have two that are stuck together, and the second one got cut in half, so you really have one and a half, so you have a big lachmaniyah, a big bokala, and you have two choices. You could either take off the half and have just the shalim, or leave it on and have a gadol, take off the half and make it into a shalim. Nevertheless, the Ramah says, don't be boitzea from the part that looks like it was where it was stuck to the next one. Even though be'etzem and shalim, but skuktoish and shein. It doesn't look like it's a shalim really so much, and therefore you shouldn't be boitzea there. L'chur would come out that if you have the chalis to buy, you're in the bakery, and you have the chalis to buy one that was stuck at the end to the other two, or one that wasn't stuck at the end, you should buy the one that wasn't stuck. As the kavod abracha, if it does, they taste the exact same. Al tzakavet al bracha l'chera, mechuyev in the store to buy, but certainly if you have in your house, there's al tzakavet al bracha, even though they're both shalim, but the one that wasn't davuk l'chera has a mayla over the other one. Sif dalit. Pas ha'erin ha'pas kusmin v'aruch shel sa'erin kivin shu mivin zayin. Afo pisha kusmin yofen, pas nekiu, pas kivin, v'aruch ha'nekiu, v'mshtei nekius, v'zu levoni yosu mizu, v'aruch ha'levoni yosu. This is the halachas of the different types of breads and the different types of what are we makdim. I actually had this question this morning. I had from breakfast this morning was a half a piece of leftover challah and a whole spelt roll. That was the two things. The halacha is, even though it's a half a piece of leftover challah from yesterday, and it's a sholem of a kusmin, and kusmin be'etim is a min chitin, the halacha is you make on the prusa of the chitin, and you don't make on the sholem of the kusmin. If you're planning on eating both of them, which we ate both of them, but you make on the challah. That's the halacha. The order of kedima is chitin se'erin, kusmin shifain shibay l'shul. That means wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. That's the pashas of what shibay l'shul is. Though some people are mafakfik. Oats. Most people don't really have oat bread. But it's common on Pesach that people that can have people that are celiac or other things, they have oat matzah. That comes first. So if you have in the house oat matzah or not, that's oats comes before rye. That's the last one. That's the last of all five. Now the halacha is im shtei nekiya zu levani yoser mizum levarach levani yoser. But if you have pas nekiya and pas kibur, also just like pas nekiya and pas kibur, they invake on the nekiya and not on the kibur. What is paskiber? Paskiber means that it's not finely sifted, which, for all practical purposes, means it's whole wheat. So lechur, the pashas is if you have whole wheat bread and you have regular white bread, the halacha is you make the hamaitzi on the white bread and not on the whole wheat bread. Now, that's only in a case where they're both in the same gather. If the whole wheat is a shalim and the white bread is not a shalim, then you makdim him the whole wheat. Likewise, lechuro, if the whole wheat is bigger and it's more chaviv, we'll get to more, you know, wait for that a second. We're with chaviv. What's the story if you have, nowadays, many people, they eat healthy, and they want to have the whole wheat bread. They want to have the whole wheat bread. And that's what they're interested in eating. That's more chaviv. Now, it could be, comes very often, yeshiva, I think, they serve sometimes whole wheat and regular white bread. So you took the last two pieces of the whole wheat bread, but you wanted to have three pieces. And there's no more whole wheat bread. So you took a piece of white bread. So now you have three pieces. You're planning on eating both of them. What are you mevarach on? what are you mevarchim? You're planning on eating them. L'chor, the pashtus is, since they all look the same, pas nakiyo and pas kibur, then the halacha is you make the bracha on the pas nakiyo, which is on the white bread. However, the shayla is, what happens in a case where you're more interested in eating in the whole wheat bread? There's no more whole wheat bread, so I'll take a piece of white bread. What do you do in that case? Are you mechuyev to mevarach on the white bread, or could you make a bracha even on the whole wheat? So, I saw the Zeta Bracha in one of the Bir Halachas, Bir Halacha of Gimel. He wants to say that it's tali in the time that are given in the Achrayim. The Beis Yosef says that somebody that says that he wants to be mevarach on Pas Kibur instead of Pas Nekiyah, because that's chaviv, botla daite leitel adam, kol adam. That's what he says, botla daite. Says the Zeta Bracha, if that's the case, in 2021-22, that there's a tremendous amount of people that like to eat whole wheat bread, and b'chlal, whole wheat bread is very finely sifted, it's very finely ground, and it tastes kishmak, and they add sugar, and it tastes delicious, then it's very hard to say, to some people, it's hard to say that it's batel daitai. Even if more people have the white bread, to say it's mamash batel daitai, shver tzeglev. Befrat that bizmaneinu l'chari, you could be meisif, that pas kibur was pas avanim. It was cheaper bread. Now it's more expensive. Right? Even people that would want it, people that can't afford it, they have white bread, even though they would want to have the brown bread, because they probably can't afford it. So here is the shtickle in the sapchua, the brown bread, which is the pas kibur, became more expensive. So just swear to say that it's something which is betam, something which is botla daitoi, if a lot of people are willing to pay twice the price for such bread. However, the Magen Avraham Kuf Samach Zayin was mitzadeh that the maila of Noki is not just because it's chaviv. There's be'etzem a maila of Noki. And therefore, Noki takes precedence over chavivus. So therefore, even though he wants to have the whole wheat bread more, therefore he should, nevertheless, maila of Noki takes precedence. Mila v'zayt ha'brach ha'z mitzadeh, that you should take both of them. Take them both in your hands. Yorish shemayim yatzad deshtem. And take both of them in your hands, if you're planning on eating both of them, and mivarach on both of them. However, there are many places, manenu, that say that whole wheat bread, bizmanenu, is not considered pas kibur, doesn't have that din of pas kibur, kokama that it's chaviv, and echanami can mivarach on it. And so I heard from a Berkowitz shlita that there's no problem to mivarach on that, so long as it's chaviv. And the Mishnah Berurah B'chlal, didn't bring down this Magen Avraham that the Noki has the Maila over the Chaviv. Mashma, they don't go there. We brought down the Shalav and Geta. He brings down the Batla Daite is Kolodim from the Sharatzim. However, he doesn't bring down the Svar of the Magen Avraham. Mashma, going with the Svar of Batla Daite. Memela over here, it's very shvair to say that there's a din of Batla Daite. Memela Kokama, that the whole wheat is more Chaviv than the white, then in a Khanami can make a Hamaitzi on the whole wheat. Sif Hei. Pas Eveke Chavim. Nikiu, Pas Kibur Shay Yisrael, Lemein Anizmer Pasiv Gechavim, Mevarech Aleizmen Shiyirta. And the Machaber goes through the different halachas over here, and I think the one that the Olam had the biggest issue with is with the Reach, where you have this halacha which is Mefurish also in your Adeyas and Mekuf Yudbeis and the halachas of Pas Akum. And the Mashmois is of the whole Simin that we're handling Pas Akum Amish. There's two different things, there's Pas Palter and Pas Akum. Pas Palter is Pas which is made by a baker. There, it doesn't even have the chumrah of pas akum. The shaila, it's more kal because kenzan doesn't have the chumrah pas akum. The whole iser, the whole takana of pas akum was, don't start eating by your next door neighbor goy's house because you're going to come to all types of matzavim. You're going to start making shidduchim b'chulim. If you're buying from a bakery, you don't have that chashash. Pas akum, pas palter, the halacha is that it's mutter betzem. Pas akum betzim lachas that it's aser, that's pshasad chak, says mechaber, then you could eat it. Then some people say you could eat it. It sounds over here we're handling even pas akum. But the halacha is, let's start with the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo says that's the halacha that the Chumash Hadashim brings down. The Rav Yo says that if you have a guest over at your house and he's eating pas akum and you're eating pas Yisrael, if his pas akum is pas nekiyah, and your pas akum and your pas Yisrael is not as gishmak, then off the covet of the bracha, you're allowed to be mevarich on the pas akum. And kivin shehutur litzaratoi, hutur lekeriyoi, he says. Once you have the heter to be beitei on it, then for the entire suda, you're allowed to eat this pas. The Shumas Hadeshin takes it one step further. He says, lav dafka, that you have a erech. even if you're sitting in your own house and you point out both of them, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to be mivarech on the pasakum, so long as it be'etim is chaviv to you. If not for the iser, there'll be more chaviv to you, then you mivarech on that. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef and the Shach and the Taz in Yerideo, they all say that they're chaylech on the Shumas Hadashin. They say certainly it does not apply in a case where it's you in your own house. Rather, it applies only in a case where you have an Erech. There's a chiv to be boitzeah for the Erech as well, and the Erech is going to be eating this bread, therefore you have to be moitzi deichav osoy, and also covered out of bracha, you're allowed to have it, you're allowed to be mevarach on the better bread. Now the Olam asks, this guy is makbun pasakum or is not makbun pasakum? If he's not makbun pasakum, there's nothing to talk about. He should be boitzeah. Elamai is makbun pasakum. So then what's the difference that his Erech is going to be eating that? So a lot of the achrenim handle the shayla, as mentioned in the Bir Halacha and others, Sharatzim discussed this. The Chassam Sefer is Marich in his Agoyis and the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Beis. Seems that this type of person really is Mashmoyis of the Rav Yoh, is that this person is not Makbid Gomer. He's Makbid so long as he doesn't have other bread. But if he has Ilo, is the Lashon of the Shumas Deshim, he has an excuse. He finds an excuse that he should be able to be Mevarech on the Pasakum, then he's fine to be Mevarech on the Pasakum. Melo, Chazal gave him an excuse. Chazal told him, Lechatchil, don't have Pasakum. However, in a case where it's a better bracha because it gives more gishmaka bread, then you could have it. So this guy is fine with that. This guy is fine with that. And in a Hanami, in such a case, the halacha is to mevarech on the pasakum. However, if this person is not interested in it, he's not interested in eating pasakum by any stretch of the imagination, no matter what the situation is, he's more than happy to eat his paskiber instead of eating pas yisrael, which is paskiber, instead of eating the pasakum, which is pasnakiyo, then l'chor the pashtas is that he does not have this kula. Now, where does this halacha come up practically? It's not so practical. Even though, theoretically, it could be, as somebody was telling me, it could be different people are makbid different things in their own house, and their parents are not makbid and b'chulu. However, practically, when you try to work it out, it's not going to be that practical. During the week, it's never negia. Because during the week, we're not made to other people the brachas. Mishabura says, go come, everybody's been brach on their own thing, then it's not negia, that's what Machzeh Shekel says. Elamites only negia on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it has to be that if you're being mevarech, this whole halacha is only where his bread is better than your bread. But if your bread is also wheat bread, which is 99% of the time, and his is also, then the halacha is that you could be his is no better than yours. Then there's no din, once again, to be mevarech on his. Elamai, you have whole wheat. You have whole wheat, and he has white bread. First of all, his has to be shalim. If his is not shalim, then mechlal doesn't have the milah. So his is shalim, which very often pasakum comes sliced up. But besides that, here's pasakum he got from the bakery, not a problem. He has a shalim also. Now, according to what you just said beforehand, if your chaviv is, if your whole wheat bread, this guy that has the whole wheat bread, is chaviv to him, then in a chanami, the halacha is that he's makdamin, even though it's paskiber. It doesn't have the mila of pasnakiyo. The pasakum is not going to have the mila of pasnakiyo over your paskiber, because yours is chaviv. Elamai, we're talking about a case where you went to the store because you didn't have any chalas, and the only chalas they had left over was whole wheat, so you bought it. But best time you really like white bread. And you also had guests over, and they also brought their own bread, which was a shalim. And you're that quasi type of person that you would have if you could, but you're not sure. But kokama, that you don't need pasakum, then it's once again, you're not planning on eating this the whole suda, then there's nothing to talk about. So you're that quasi person, and punk, that's the case that we're talking about. According to the Mechaber, Yoichlu, Anovim Vizbo, you could eat it and enjoy it. That's the halachas of B'tzias HaPas. When I get to Simin Reish Gimel, just a short Agdama, because it's imperative to understand the halachas with this Agdama. What is considered a tree, a fruit, that grows on a tree? And what is a fruit which grows out of the ground? What's a Priya Eitz? What's a Priya Adama? So, Baruch Hashem, Chazal told us in our Sugya, Heichem avarchin ebrei Priya Eitz, Heicha dechishakas leperi isi legavza vahodar mapik. Ava heicha dechishakas leperi less legavza vahodar mapik, loim avarchin ale ebrei Priya Eitz, Ela Brei Pri Adama. Chazal tells us clearly, it's not that clearly because the Machlokes Rishonim exactly what it means. However, Rashi and Tosfos, they understand that so long as a chelik of the tree stays above the ground the entire year, even in the winter, whether it means the trunk or it means the branch that's coming out of the trunk, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but there's a part, a chelik of the tree which remains the entire winter, that's considered a Pri Eitz. The Rosh understands that it means as long as the Sharashim stay. As long as the roots stay, that's enough. Now, Bepashas, it means that the roots are on top of the ground, which is very, very many of the trees. They have roots that remain on the top of the ground. Even the tzlaf, if you look at it during the winter, the entire thing dies, except on top of the ground you have mamash running alongside the ground, you have the roots remain, and then it grows again out of there. If it's under the ground, then it's not so pashat b'chal that it's going to have the din of a bray priyat. But that's how, so this machlokes, when it eats a lagavza, what does it mean? Does it mean the roots, like the Rosh says, or does it mean the trunk or the branches of the tree? The thing is, that's only one makom in Chazal. We found two other makomis that the Rishonim bring down from Chazal that give us other gedarim l'chayr. The Rosh quotes the Tesefta. Tesefta Klaim says, Kol shemaitzi olav mi'ikroi, eisavu mevarchan lebrei pri adama. Kol shemaitzi olav mi'anofav, ilon mevarchan lebrei pri eitz. The Bach understands, he says that the olav is lavdafka, means that the fruit grows out of there. If the fruit grows from the roots underground, then it's adama, carrots, potatoes, these types of things. If it grows above the ground, if it's coming out of the trunk, then in a chanami it's a ha'etz. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi and he says, Elu hein mini deshoim, hakundas va'atod. And the Gemara says, Taman leinin bracha. There's clearing b'negeta klaim. And the Gemara says, b'negeta bracha, the atod is considered mini deshoim that you make a brei pri adama. Atod is a thorn bush. And even though Taisa says, L'chura, according to Unzra Sugya, it would come out that a thorn bush, since it remains the entire winter, therefore it should be a eitz. However, Menachem brought a raya from the Yerushalmi that it's Adama. But Sasam V'lei Pirish, Taisa didn't explain why it's Adama. L'chura, I'll be the klal of our Gemara, it should be a eitz. Why did Yerushalmi say that it's Adama? It's mashallah Taisa, that's the way that Taisa goes. L'chura, even if it's Machlaikis, L'chura, if it's Yerushalmi connected to Bavli, you should go with Bavli, not with Yerushalmi. And Tosfos seems to say that he's going with the seems to be going with Yerushalmi that amini ata, things that grow on these thorn bushes, are hadama. So it could be that Pshat and Menachem is that he holds that there is takano machlekes over here, and something that grows on a thorn bush is hadama, even according to the Bavli. Why is that? So we saw that in Reish Gimel, I hope the Ilam saw, Al Peris Shemaitin Ilani Tzrak Shakel. Peris that come out of a tree that does not bear fruit is a shakel. So that's a little bit oxymoronic. Because does it bear fruit or does it not bear fruit? If it's an Ilan Tzrak, then it means that it doesn't bear fruit. So how do you have fruit that come out of a tree which doesn't bear fruit? Says the Bir Alacha, what does it mean, Ilan Tzrak? Ilan Tzrak means a tree which is not planted. People don't plant it. It grows in the wild. And such a fruit to grow on such a tree. Orange trees, apple trees, pear trees, all these people plant. However, cactus, people, cacti, people don't plant, and they grow wild, and therefore, something that grows on that is only going to be, even the fruit that, even if there's a fruit that grows on that, that's considered Ilan Tzrak, which Sabra is growing cacti, and the prickly pear, and according to the Mechaber L'Chorah, it would be a Shahakel. Now, Atod, the Taz says, mini Atod, these thorn bushes are, they grow wild. Memela in a chanami, you could say that since they're not planted, they don't have the chashivis of a brei pri eitz. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a shakal and they say that it's adama, it could be that it's totally in what we saw, loinati lu inchi adaita dahachi. The halacha is that if parts of a tree that loinati lu inchi adaita dahachi are shakal. However, the Rashba said in Tshuva that when it comes to the fruit itself, we never say loinati lu adaita dahachi. For example, Tropicana's oranges, even though they're all planted for squeezing, if you go ahead and you eat an orange, even though it's loinat lo adaita dahachi to eat the orange, nevertheless, you're going to make ha'etz on it. You don't say loinat lo adaita dahachi on the actual fruit. However, you could clear what's the story in a fruit, a tree, which is a grows wild, that people don't really plant it. So there you have the actual fruit of the tree, but there's no one really planted it. How do we don that fruit? Do we say people don't plant the pachlal, therefore it's a shakal? Or do we say, no, that's the etzim fruit of the tree. So maybe it doesn't have the chashivas because people didn't plant it. But to say that it's mamash going to be a shakal, not going to be adama, Ken Zayn, Taisus understood, b'shem the Yerushalmi, that such a thing is going to have adama. It's not going to have the chashivas of a eitz because it wasn't planted, but lamaisa, it'll still get the din of a hadama. That's the three gedarim that we found in Chazal. The first one is that the Gemara says, that if it remains, either the roots or the branches or trunk remain through the winter, it's considered a eitz. If it doesn't, it's adama. We have the tesefta that says it depends where the fruit grows out of, if it grows underground or if it grows above the ground. And we have the Yerushalmi that says that on little small thorn bushes we make a, things that grow on thorn bushes we make Adama. However, the Achreinim, the Shitas mostly are brought down, one good Makar is the Ben Ishchai's Tshuvah, Rav Palim, in Chelek Bey Simen Lamed, where he's Danik Menegeter of papaya. And papaya, as they explain it to him, it grows in India, trying to explain to him exactly how it grows, and it only lasts for 1 or 2 years, usually not more than 3 years, and it dies. And the Shaila is, how do we dine on that? First of all, if it's a Bria Priya 8, so then it has the din of a tree. If it has the din of a tree, then it's Arla. Because the first 3 years, the din of Arla is only by trees. It's not by vegetables, and understandably, because all vegetables grow from 1 year of their planting. So if you can have a din of Arla, you're never going to be able to eat any vegetables. It's only a din by trees. So here we have a tree that dies within 3 years. So it should always be also to eat. Does it have a din of a tree, and therefore it's Arla, it's always also to eat, and if you would eat it, it would be a eight? Or does it have a din of a Brei Adama? So it was described to him that it grows like a hollow type of trunk, and the fruit grows out of, it can grow to about 5-10 feet, and the fruit grow out of the trunk itself. There's no branches, it grows out of the trunk itself. After 2 or 3 years, it gets, it dies, the roots die, and the whole tree just comes crashing down. So the Rav Palim brings, first his mitzada that it's a eighth saka, and then he says, it's good that I didn't send off my tshuva before looking into it a little bit more, and I see that saka is adama. It goes that it's adama, and he brings a number of different reasons why it's adama. The Radvaz says that any seed that you plant that bears fruit within 1 year is for sure adama. Even if you take a branch of a tree and you plant it in the ground, it's going to bear fruit within 1 year. But if you take a seed of a tree and you plant it in, a seed and you plant it in the ground, if it's a seed of a tree, it will not bear fruit the first year. However, a vegetable, if it bears fruit the first year, then it for sure has to be a yerek. The Chidah, Birki Yosef, he says that since after the first year it already starts going bad, it's miskalkel, it's hoylechu miskalkel, so it has the din of a yerek. The standard tree gets better and better. As a matter of fact, the Ramban says in the Parsha of Arla that the first 3 years why it's us is because the fruit aren't so good the first 3 years. They get better as the years go on, and it's not getting worse. If it's getting worse, then it's a yerek. The Hilchos Ketana says that from the fact that the trunk is hollow, then it's not a real tree, and it's a hadama. The Chazon Ish says something fascinating. He says it can't be that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a tree that's usher to, that the fruit are usher to eat. Als Arla. So can't be, he was talking about chatzilim, he's talking about eggplant, which is also a similar thing, kimdumani, and he says that if it always dies within 3 years, then it has to be that it doesn't have a din of a tree, it has a din of a yerek. The Mishnah Berurah says something else. He wasn't talking about chatzilim, but he says another gather, which was, we didn't find, and that is on things that grow out of the ground within 3 tvachim of the ground, really it should be an eighth, because the tree stays an entire year. However, since they're so low, the minhag of the olam is to make a brei piyadoma. So we have 5 gedarim that the Achreinim added on to how to define eitz or adama that were not mentioned in the Rishenim, which is a little bit schwer because it's not, the Rishenim didn't make it up either. The Rishenim were quoting Chazal, so we have the Achreinim come along with gedarim that are not in Chazal. So some of them in Echanami, the Rav Palim, the Ben Ishchai, he says that the Ravaz, they bring down from a Tesefta also this Yisoid that anything which does not come out, does not a seed which does not produce. Which produces fruit within the first year is a for sure a yerek. They bring that down from the Tesefta as well. So somebody says maybe it's a Tesefta, not a Tesefta, but it has Makuris as well. The Mishnah Berurah that says that something which is grows on the ground, very small, that you make a hadama. Maybe that's similar to the Yushalmi that says on a thorn bush, which is very small, doesn't have chashivas, and a chanami you make a hadama on. That's al derech the Yushalmi. The Chazon Ish says something which is a svara. It's not shaykh that the Torah gave you something which is going to be also to eat. However, the other two taimim, and taka some of the achrenim are mefakik on these taimim, of that it's oilech miskalkel, that the chidah says, or like the Hilchos Ketana says, that if it's, that the trunk is hollow, that therefore it's not like a regular tree which is solid, then it's taka, yesh la'ayin, where did it come from to say that these are simanim? Yesh la'ayin. Where's the halacha practical halacha l'maisa? That's what the Mechaber says. Al peres ha'aretz siman reish gimel, al peres ha'aretz mevarach brei pri adama. The halacha is you're supposed to be mevarach brei pri adama, that's the Mishnah. What happens if you said brei pri ha'aretz? Instead of like amayt alechem in ha'aretz. So granted, the Orchashon says you're not yitzeh, I feel a bit of the event. However, Kama Paitzim say that the Chodahu, Repri Adam, Repri Aretz, and Yur B'yotze B'di Eved, Yur B'yotze, certainly, L'charet Tzadik Baruch L'Hakel, not to be Chayzim Mevarech. Sif Beis, Alatutim Agdelim Bisne, Barir Pri Adam. You make a Barir Pri Adam, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekurin Mulberries and Molinas. What are these Molinas? So we don't know what all these things are, but some of the things that we do know. And Molinas, the Pitzchei Locha says, and other Svarim, that that's raspberries, what they call petel. In petel, not to drink, but raspberries, which Bismanenu, most people don't eat raspberries because they're infested, quite infested. However, I just saw in the store that they sell frozen raspberries and strawberries. It says the Tchina Bovad, but maybe the shalef, if you have to make a shakal in that case. But the beforehand, out the bugs. The raspberries, l'chur, the mashmois is, the Mishnah Berurah says, chimalina shelanu gamkin yadua shegedeilin b'ilan shemizkayin mishana l'shano mavarchin aleh brei priya eitz. He brings down that these raspberries, you make a brei priya eitz. Now, that's how many of the poskim paskin, or Chashulchan goes that way. Ramosha has a tshuva about all these in Chelak Aleph, Simon Pehein, Pehvav. Talks about strawberries and blueberries and raspberries, these type of things. The Pashas is, you should make a Heitz on it. The Vezeis HaBracha brings down from Kama Chreinim that it's Adama, and he said that Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, Misafik, you should be Mevarech HaBrei Pri Adama, because Mani Vistim Bracha also brings that down, that you should make Adama Misafik on them. Kindumani, in the olden days when people used to eat raspberries, that the minig was to make, at least in America, to make a ha'etz, like Ramesha in America, to make a ha'etz. And that's the Pasha of the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Pasha of the Mishnah Berurah in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Maisa, Tzavik Brachas, said to make a hadama. However, certainly if you made a ha'etz, your yetza, it could be that lechatchila you should make a ha'etz as well. That's either way, your yetza, it is a Tzavik Brachas, so you might as well get both shitas. Especially, it's not exactly clear. There seems to be different types of raspberries that they grow different ways, and it could be that the raspberries that grew on this branch this year will not grow again on the same branch. They only grow on another branch. As a different, it's not like a regular tree. But depends on what type. Either way, David Kamaravid, Yisafik, if you don't have any minig, you can make a Adama. What's the story with blueberries? Blueberries are what the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, the Yagdas Shchorim, these blackberries, which blueberries are dark blue. Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is Peir shegedelin al ilonis ketanis, af shegoven pochus migimol tfachon, kama yagda shchirim, das amagan avram, vayit kama chirin, levarach brei pri eitz, ach an oilim nergin, levarach brei pri adama. Ef shed datayim adlai chashi vikol kach pri. L'maitse Mishnah Berurah says on these blueberries, since they grow on a bush, which is less than 3 tfachon from the ground, therefore, you should, the halacha is, v'yatsim yikar, then you should make a ha'eitz. However, since it's such a small bush, the minig of the oilim is to make adama. L'maitse, the blueberries that we have in America, as Ramesha points out in that tshuva there, he says, and so similarly in Europe where he was from, he said, the blueberries that he saw in different places, they all grew on bushes that were more than the Gimel Tvachim. I know certainly when I was a child, we used to go blueberry picking all the time, and they're definitely on more than Gimel Tvachim. Definitely more than Gimel Tvachim, the ones that we have, and he says, the pasha that you make a ha'etz on it. Not only that, he says, if you have a suffix where the blueberries came from, if they came from a bigger bush or a smaller bush, also make ha'etz, he says. L'chor, the reason is because that's Erkar Din. There's a minig of Ilam if you know that it's less than Gimel Tvachim. But coming, you don't know, and the pasha says you make a ha'etz, then you make a ha'etz, and that is, I think, the mind of the minig of Ilam, then on the blueberries you make a ha'etz. How about on cranberries? Or craisins? So, they also grow on a tree that remains from year to year. However, it's a very small tree. Imamish runs along the ground. It's less than Gimel Tvachim. And therefore, according to the minig of the Mishnah Berurah, L'chor, you should make a ha'etz. You should make ha'adama. Even though maybe Mikra Adin, it should be ha'etz. Oyelam noyegin levar ripi ha'adama. And I heard that from a Berkowitz as well, that you should make a ha'adama on raisins, on cranberries, and mamela on craisins as well. However, he was meisif that even though the Mishnah Berurah says, at certain times he says, that if you made a ha'etz on something which is a suffix, he says, Pirus adumim shekern pazimkes. Hagdelim b'seich hayares. Mevarach alein brei pri adamo. Vafilu oisen hagdelim beginis masak hachai adam and zanach lechat chidesh mevarach alein brei pri adamo. Ubediyevik shibirich brei pri eitz yochol rak ma'at kodesh des batal abrachav leyeser. Have just a little bit that it shouldn't be in this batal abracho and then be yotz with something else. However, with these things that it's only a minig to be mevarach on it, adamo, even if you made a eitz on your craisins or you made a eitz on your cranberries, you do not have to eat. That's what I hear from Berkowitz. You don't have to eat just a little bit. You can continue eating them because that's me'ikar adin, what we hold the bracha is. Agav, he was ma'isif that a crazin as a din of a burial, which is l'chor chiddush because batzem it's dried out. But since it didn't lose anything, it's not that you poked a grape and you squeezed it out. It just dried out. Then me'mela has a din of a burial, which means that if you have a little bit of, you pick one out from your salad before you wash, and there's a salad on the table, and they can wash it, you just pick out a crazin, you're getting yourself into a shayla of bracha achreina. We didn't do the lachas yet, we'll see Mirat Hashem and Reish Yud, what to do about these shaylas. That's petel, it seems like lamaisa, there are many that say to make hadama there. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be petel, which is raspberries. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you make an eitz, b'sham azam, sami safik, make hadama. Blueberries, l'chari pashi, make an eitz. And cranberries, since lamaisa they grow on less than gimel tvachim, then lechatchila yishmek adama. If you made an eitz for the avet, you yitzah. Sif gimel al muzayish brei pri adama. Interestingly enough, the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramosha they both wrote. Ramosha there in Tshuva and Peivov, Chelak Aleph Peivov, and Aruch HaShulchan they both wrote that they don't know what this is. Muzish, they don't know what this is. However, the Ketzayis HaShulchan and many of the Svardim they say that in Arabic that's a banana. That's a banana. And the Mechaber passing is that a banana you make adama. Now, how does a banana grow? And this is an agea to a lot of different fruits. A banana grows, the Rebbe remembers, we sent that at the beginning of this month, a little short the video about it. It grows that, you actually see it in some of the fruit stores, they actually bring the entire trunk of the banana tree to the fruit store with a bunch of different bananas all around it. The reason for that is because the bananas grow on a trunk that does not rejuvenate. It does not grow a second year. So if you cut off the bananas, it's not going to help you. The trunk is not going to produce any more bananas. So you plant the bananas, and one shoot comes out and grows bananas. You knock it off. The next year, another shoot. The next year, another shoot. About 2 or 3 years, it lasts. And then you go on to the next one. But they come out of the bottom. They come out of the ground. The ground, the sharoshim remain on the ground. And new trunks come up every year. This, papashis, is machlekes rishenim. According to the Rush, since it has this, it's also very tall. According to the Rush, this is since Lamaisa the Shiroshim remain from year to year. Therefore, it's a Priya Eitz, and you make a Eitz on it. According to Taisvis, and according to Rashi, that you need that the trunk should remain from year to year. It does not remain from year to year, and therefore the bracha would be Adama. Lamaisa the Mishaburah, the Mechaber passes Adama. The Maamar Mordechai declares, is he paskini midine vadai or midine sofik? What's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is b'di'evit, if a person makes a ha'eitz on a banana. Is he eitz or not? The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Vav, Be'ez Hashem will get to it soon, Mishnah Berurah says that if you made a ha'eitz on something which is a hadama, even though if you make a hadama on an eitz, you're eitz. If you make a eitz on a hadama, you're not eitz. Now, l'chor over here, there's a kokam that it's a suffix, so then we have what the Mishnah Berurah said beforehand, something which is a suffix, so take a bite to be eitz, but afterwards you shouldn't continue, since it's a suffix whether or not you're eitz. L'chor, the same thing over here, I would say, if it's not clear, is it midin vadai, is it midin safik? It is machlekes rishenim. B'meila, if a person made ha'etz on it, l'chor, he should take a bite, and b'maitzi, find something else, which is a vadai hadama, and take a carrot, and make hadama on that, and have in mind to be yotze his banana. Now, there's other things that grow like bananas. Pineapples and strawberries are also similar. Pineapples, they grow on a tree also, something which is much taller. Strawberries grow on something which is much shorter, but they have the same yisoid, and that is that they produce a type of trunk or a type of branch that comes out of the bottom every year. The bottom stays, the shrushim stay every year. However, the actual branch or trunk that it grows out of does not stay from year to year, and you have the same shayla. And the halacha by all of them is that misafik, at least according to the Mechaber, Sif Gimel, we make a hadama on all them, just like by bananas. And the churro, it's either midin safik or midin vadai. It's either like the Rush, it's a din vadai. Like the rishenim, din vadai. Or since it's a machlokes rishenim, whether or not it's a hadama, it's make the hadama, which you be a yudei shtein. Which comes out that according to this, on bananas and on pineapples and on strawberries, even though they really all seem to grow on trees, you're making hadam on all of them. That's with that. There's two other things that have interesting halachas, and that is the papaya that we mentioned beforehand, and eggplant that also grows on a type of tree like a papaya. They also grow, they have a, they're different than the strawberries, they grow on, they can grow very tall, mamish, they can grow a good 10 feet easily, and they, even more than that, 15 feet, and like mamish like a tree, but nevertheless, their trunk is hollow, and they don't last for more than 2 or 3 years, and therefore, it would seem that it's not like a regular tree, and therefore, there's a need to get to the bracha. Lemaisa, the consensus of the Paisim is when it gets to the papaya, it seems that most of the Paisim say that you make a Adam on it, Rav Palim there, and he brings down from numerous Paisim that say that, and that's what it seems like most Paisim go. At least Machmas the Safik, you should make Adam. It's interesting, the Rav Palim in the Tshuva, he says that he got a letter back from the person from India, and the person says, I don't know what you're talking about, you're saying to make Adam, all the Maisa over here, everybody makes Aitz. Ve'ein Paisa Piyu Mitzavtsif. No one's Paisa Piyu Mitzavtsif. That doesn't bring a get to the Aitz. So writes back, that's because there is no one to be Paisa Piyu Mitzavtsif. It's only if you have somebody there that learns the sugya and isn't holding that, and they know, but you can't bring a raya from the fact that that's just also another nekuda to bear in mind, that sometimes the minig, like we saw with the minig on making on tea, that batsa miyikra, then you should make adama on the tea, adama, and make a etzun yashan. Kol minig d'loi nisniyasir al pi chocham le mishkechinu be, like the pun we just brought down. But generally we do try to go with the minig of the Olam. Now, the papaya is also similar, the chatzilim are similar to that. No, they bring down the papaya. Nowadays, papaya, there are papayas that last for 15 years. And so it's not like the papayas that they had that wouldn't last. Nevertheless, it seems that the Paiskim still go, all the Svarim that, all the Paiskim's Manein, Mechaber's Manein, all the people that they're Malakin, say that Lamaisa, just about everybody goes, that you should make a Hadama. You should make a Hadama Misafik. Why? Lamaisa, because the trunk is hollow, and because it does get worse and worse, it has all these chesrenes, and therefore, and it starts growing out of the first year, and therefore, it has the simanim that it should be hadama. There's also the chatzilim, the eggplant, is brought down, the Beis Yosef quotes it, the badingen, I don't know what it is, also some Arabic word, that the achrenim say that's the eggplant, and the Beis Yosef says lahadiyah that that's hadama, and that's the meaning of erlam, certainly, that everybody makes hadama on eggplant, even though it grows on a tree, it's fascinating to see, rubbish grows on a tree, nevertheless, you make a hadama on it. Skumta is just to clarify that nobody should pass in the Chas V'Shalom wrong from the shaylas that were given out, and that is that even though when a person had a fruit cup, and in the fruit cup he had strawberries, and craisins, and papaya, and pineapple, and he wanted to know if he should make an eitz on that, or he should make a hadama on the banana, the answer is that all of the five things in the fruit cup are all hadama. The strawberries are hadama, and the craisins are hadama, and the pineapples are hadama, and the papaya is hadama, and the bananas are all adama, and therefore you should make adama on the fruit cup. Siv Dalid, Paris al Paris Mitzin Elan Israq, Shakol, Paris that come out of Elan Israq, which is like the two standard Paris that we have that come out of Elan Israq, aside from coffee, which we discussed in the past. However, coffee beans, the two main ones are Sabras, prickly pear, which very often they would plant cactus for as simply to keep out animals and other things from a field. It was not planted for the fruit b'chlal. So even when they planted it, so there were those that say that the meaning was to make hadam on it, because it doesn't have a chashivas of a pre b'chlal, because it wasn't planted b'chlal for the pre. Bizmanenu, generally the prickly pears that you're getting were all planted for that. There is a guy on the corner of Shmuel and Avi and Zach's that has a tree. I don't know what he planted that for, and you can see that he does have prickly pears there. But the meaning of the Olam is to make a ha'etz on it. Minig of the Olam is to make a eat some prickly pears. The second thing is on pine seeds. Pine seeds can be found inside of a pine cone, which grows on a cedar tree, a pine tree. They're inside of the pine cone. There's little pine. You can get pine seeds. You can get them in this store right over here. 15 shekel for 100 grams. And they are ha'etz. They are ha'etz, even though it's a totally a ilan strak. People don't plant it, pashtus for those. Nevertheless, they don't even have to be cooked b'chlal, and they're good to go, and you make a ha'etz on it. Now, Lamaisa, that's l'chor, not like the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you make a shakal. However, first of all, the Shari Tshuva brings down that the Arizal would make a ha'etz on it. V'chein amadabar, that's minig ha'olam, and that's really what the Magen Avraham Natan said, that any time that you have a fruit which is good, it's a gishmaka fruit, it's doesn't have to be, it's not just roi b'shas tzchak. It's shmak of fruit, even if it goes on a lilum tzchak, then you make a ha'etz on it. However, when it comes to sifei, b'nei aslo, af agav de bishlan, v'having kapiris in v'varach ha'lashakol, these are the berries that are on the hadasim. You're not going to find them on the hadasim that you get. Sometimes you get, once in a while, you get a little bud, but it's not a berry. It's the beginning of a flower. However, if you wait long enough, you will get those. However, it seems that they're only roi ayde bishul, and therefore, I don't know anybody that eats them, but if you would eat them, you only mevarech shakol.